Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 5th of June. We all have one Father. The sons of God, brought forth from the Bride of Christ, refer both to natural children born in covenant houses, as well as to people in the world who are delivered out of the kingdom of darkness to be born as sons of light. Significantly, these sons of God are not born of the seed that belongs to the head of the wheat plant of another son of God. That is, they do not receive the divine nature from the Son of God who conceived them through procreation, or from the one who proclaimed the gospel to them. They are born of God by receiving the seed of their sonship from the Father, which was multiplied to them from the travail of the Son. This seed is germinated in their spirit by the Holy Spirit. A child is a recipient of this blessing on account of the faith of their parents whose house is part of the Bride of Christ. A hearer is a recipient of this blessing as they receive the gospel preached by the Holy Spirit through the testimony of another Son of God who is also established as part of the Bride of Christ. Emphasizing this understanding, Jesus himself said, "Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your Father who is in heaven." Likewise, the Apostle Paul declared concerning Christ and every Son of God, "For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren." Furthermore, Paul highlighted the folly of viewing another person as the source of their sonship, saying to the Corinthian church, "For when one says, 'I am of Paul,' and another, 'I am of Apollos,' are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 23, verse 9, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, and 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 to 6. For further study, John chapter 17.